Hey, film fans, this is Cube critic Ewan Kerr. Today, we're going to go and revisit an oldie but goodie. This is a Cube Critics podcast from 2016 when we talk about Kelly Reichardt. Stephanie Curtis, I owe you a debt of gratitude.
Good.
A number of years ago, you told me I should watch Old Joy. And I thought, another film. And I watched it, and it began my platonic love affair with Kelly Reichardt.
She's such a great director.
So let's talk about her.
Let's do it.
Art movie or B-flick? Big budget or indie gem? Cube critics Stephanie Curtis and Ewan Kerr suggest the best for watching at home.
Kelly Reichardt has a new film, which is coming out slowly out in theaters.
I know.
It was at Sundance, and finally the wagon train has brought it to
Minnesota. I can hardly wait. I've been dying to see it since Sundance.
Okay. It's called Certain Women, and it is a combination of three short stories, actually apparently from different collections by Miley Malloy, about women living in Montana, going through, as often the case with Kelly Reichardt stories, things that are very significant to them, but maybe not to the rest of the world. And then really not a whole lot happens, but you end up having this experience of having seen a powerful story that is imminently relatable, I think, to everybody.
I didn't know they were based on Miley Malloy short stories.
They are indeed.
I don't think of her as a Western gal. I always think of her as kind of East Coast, Boston, right around there. So I'm interested.
Well,
I'm interested in that.
She is suddenly a Western.
I love Kelly Reichardt movies, and one of my favorites is Old Joy, which you talked about. And
which was the one that really, I mean, she'd made a couple of films before, but this was the one that kind of busted her into the big time.
Big time, if you can, the big small time, the big super small time. She's not even art house. She's like art house with a lower, like a super lowercase, like point face of 5 or 6, you know, when everything else is in point face of 10. Super lower art house. Anyway.
And which I think that they keep trying to drag her out. I mean, she's shown at Sundance. She's shown at Venice. I mean, she's shown at the big festivals.
But, and you know, with Night Moves, she really did, and she has big stars in her movies. You know, it's not like she's like Old Joy. You don't know anybody really in Old Joy. There aren't big names. But Michelle Williams in Wendy and Lucy, a big name. And Night Moves, she had Lex Luthor, the
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg, the perpetually mopey Jesse Eisenberg in it. But they do not seem like big movies. They always seem so quirky and tiny, and like you said, like a dusty little corner of the world, just like we all inhabit our own dusty little corners of the world. And that's what I love about them. But Old Joy, when I heard about it, I thought it was going to be more of a, you know, big chill, a return of the Secaucus 7, two old friends getting together, going on a road trip, and there would be some huge revelation, or like in the big chill, somebody helping someone else conceive a child. You know, something big.
So that's what the big show is about? No,
I'm
kidding.
But there isn't anything really big going on. Nor is it a My Dinner with Andre type high-minded conversation where you think, I wish I were as witty as those people. I wish that my conversations over drinks with friends had allusions to my time and with a Polish experimental theater troupe.
In fact, you can probably say that in Kelly Reichardt movies, the characters are almost inarticulate.
Yes.
I mean, they're deliberately inarticulate.
They're deliberately inarticulate, and you do not watch them ever and think, boy, would like to be in their shoes. But you do think about, it gives you great empathy for other people.
I think also empathy for yourself.
Empathy for yourself. And there are these movies, you know, you'll see a movie that makes you look at people that you walk by every day And I'll wonder, why don't I just notice the people around me? Why do I need a piece of art, a novel, a film to show me what I see in the news? Or why do I need the news to show me just who's around me? Like when I'm just walking around, why am I not noticing you people? Why are you all invisible to me? And she is one of those filmmakers that brings humanity to the forefront in that way for me.
It's pretty extraordinary. You could actually explain almost every single film of hers in a single sentence that sounds like it's been cut off. In that, you know, we have Wendy and Lucy. It's about a woman trying to get to Alaska who loses her dog. You have then Meek's Cut Off, her Western, which is about a bunch of pioneers trying to get to Oregon who get lost. and really, that's it. That's what happens. And, you know, the old joy. Two guys trying to find a spring to go soak, a thermal spring to go soak. But the way that she takes these stories and lets you just watch, and she really is a visual director. I'm kind of hiding the lead here. Kelly Reichert actually came into the studio last week, and we were talking, and she told me that one of the things that they do is that she quite often runs scenes before they actually, I think sometimes even film these, they run scenes without using the dialogue. They just do them, and people think it through, and then they go back and say, okay, well, what does that mean we can cut from the dialogue? Let's make this about, you know, this is pensive. This is people who are struggling to try and talk their thoughts, but perhaps not doing it. So there's a lot of silence. There's actually a funny story that Michelle Williams was given the script for Certain Women, and she actually thought there were pages missing because there was so little to it. And they cut it back from that, too, which is quite extraordinary. And she really works her shots. She really works her actors in making them. I mean, they are performing. It's just they're not spouting lyrical lines. They are there being very human.
And there's no exposition. Well, I can't believe we're out here in the middle of nowhere following you, you crazy guy, Stephen Meek. You know, you're just dropped into a world and you've got to figure it out. They, you know, the two old friends aren't immediately, like, greeted, like, have a wife waving goodbye to them. They're like, have a good time, you two friends from first grade on who've been estranged for a few years. You've got to figure out what the relationship is between people yourself. I want to talk about Meek's Cut Off.
Oh, yes.
Because when you talk about Kelly Reichert being a visual director, she's also a director who uses sound. And you were saying, like, the lack of dialogue. In this case, the lack of dialogue is not being able to hear what the heck those guys we're following are saying over there. You are with Michelle Williams a lot of the time, and the men leading the party who've gotten them lost keep going off a little ways away, and there are these howling winds, and then there's a weird soundtrack that's part of the film. And you can never quite hear what they're saying. You don't know, should you be following them? Should you not be following them? Should she just run and go the other way, or do they have a good idea? And there's so many times I think about, am I the Michelle Williams character in Meek's Cut Off right now when I'm following your directions, whoever you may be? Could be bosses, could be friends trying to decide where to go to dinner. It could, you know, small and large, like big and little questions in life. And you don't quite know why you're following these people or what their reasoning is, but you're going along anyways. I love that about
her. There's actually an article I was reading. I'm afraid I can't remember who it was. A journalist who sat in on one of the final sound mixes for Certain Women, and they were trying to work out. She wanted to put in some bird calls, and first of all, there's a big problem as to whether the bird actually that they had on tape.
Actually
lived in Montana. Yeah. And then they got one that worked. But then they were trying to get it into the soundtrack in such a way that it just covered up something that somebody was saying.
Oh, I love that.
So that you kind of maybe got the gist of what they're saying, but you're not entirely sure, and then leaving you once again wondering. I mean, when we talk about it, you're thinking, how can we be recommending this stuff?
I know. It sounds crazy.
It sounds absolutely crazy.
In fact, it probably would drive some people absolutely bonkers to be like, what are they saying? What are they saying? But in fact, what I found myself doing is in the theater, leaning forward, you know, as if by leaning forward, I'm going to hear better, because I was so engaged in the scene and the sound. And let me tell you, it was wonderful to see that in the theater with a good sound system. You need a good sound system to really be able to hear what you can't hear in a Kelly Reichardt film.
I have been lucky enough to be at screenings of a Kelly
Reichardt. You're Mr. Braggity Braggart today.
No,
I was just talking to Kelly Reichardt last week,
yeah,
and
no,
I get
no,
to
no.
go to these special screenings.
This is me expounding here. I was lucky enough to be at a screening where afterwards we were going to have a discussion and this was when...
That always sounds deadly to me, though.
It always does, yeah. Oh. I mean, Wendy and Lucy were going to talk about this. And
my heart dies.
It was fascinating because so many people took so many different things away from it.
Oh, really?
And it was so dependent on people's, who they were, their age, life experience, because it's about a dog, whether they're dog owners or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we talked for an hour easily afterwards just about the little things that we'd picked up, we felt was important, what, you know, some people thought was just idiotic, whatever. But it was, but everyone was really engaged. The other thing that really often happens with Kelly Reichardt movies is that you'll be walking along 3-4 days later, a week later, and suddenly an image or a line that you can hear will suddenly pop up, and you go, oh my, and you begin just again ruminating over that. And these are movies that really stick with you even though nothing is happening.
Yeah, they make me feel like a better and nicer person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
True.
Certain Women is out now.
I can't wait.
And many other of her movies are available on Netflix streaming.
Indeed.
So, well worth checking out.
Definitely see Meek's Cutoff, people. See it.
Yes. Oh, and just before you go and do that,
what?
Go and give us a rating.
Oh, yeah. Rate us.
On iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Please do.
Thank you.
Thank you.